Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast. Yep, Just Talk with Sam podcast. Man, we got a great show for you guys today. We're going to have a quick interview with the ladies from the movie Rough Night. Ileana Glazer, Scarlett Johansson, Zoe Kravitz, and Jillian Bell will be Skyping in so we can sit around and talk about the new upcoming movie Rough Night. They're all in. It comes out, coming to a theater near you this Friday, June 16th. And we're going to get all into that, as well as recap these NBA finals, the playoffs that's going on, as well as other crazy stuff in the news. But as always, we got to pay some bills. I want to thank every single person for ever going to the epicenter of the podcast, the ground zero of it all, SamShowNation.com. Everything related to the Just Talk with Sam podcast can be found at SamShowNation.com. And right there on the homepage and current promotions page, you can click that donate it button and you can give to this podcast and make it a bigger, better, greater podcast. By doing that, hitting that donate button, give whatever makes you feel like a good person. We put it right back into this podcast to make it a great show from here on out. Also, maybe you want a little bang for your buck. Maybe you want to go to the store. You can go to SamShowNation.com, click that store link, and show your love as you walk through your daily life, whether it be t-shirts, hats, stickers, you name it. Whatever, you can get it right there. Whatever Just Talk with Sam podcast swag is available there. It's all there. The store is reloaded, and we're getting them out as soon as possible. And speaking of the podcast, you can always go to SamShowNation.com and click that podcast link. By clicking the podcast link, right there, you can catch up with all your favorite podcasts, old or new, right there on the page. But maybe you listen to podcasts differently. We are available on Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, iTunes, good old RSS, pretty much anything else. If it connects to the internet and sound comes from it, you can pretty much hear this podcast. Got a few sponsors this week. First sponsor goes from the good folks at new sponsor. New sponsor. It's the good folks at Omaha Steaks. Yes. It's summertime. Who are we kidding? We out here. We're grilling. We're doing our thing. And Omaha Steaks signed on with the Just Talk with Sam show because we like grilling. We know we like, and it is what it is. And you can go to Omaha Steaks because they have some of the best steaks, meats, seafoods that fits pretty much every occasion, mainly Father's Day, July 4th, birthday, anniversary, whatever. Game day, they got you covered. But they do have a lot of things for grillers like myself. Speaking of which, one of the things that you can just jump on board because it's right down, you know, you got 7 days before it happened. It's Father's Day. Father's Day is right around the corner. And they are going out of their way to make sure dad that wants steak, they can order today. You can go to SamShowNation.com. You can click the Omaha Steaks link and you can get the Sam Show Nation special. We'll just jump to that in a few minutes, but you can get the gift that dads really want. Dads want steak. You can order today and get different gift packages for the great father in your life. You can choose one of the complete Father's Day gifts, whether that be the Father's Day T-Bone gift package for the low price of $59.99. You can get dad a 30-ounce T-Bone steak, four ground beef sliders, four jumbo franks, potatoes au gratin, and a 6-inch New York style cheesecake. And also with that comes with signature seasoning and a few extra sliders with that. Or hey, maybe you want the Father's Day feast, maybe you want to get a little bit. You get for the low price of $84.99, you can get four filet mignons, four-ounce steak burgers, three-ounce kielbasa sausages, bag of potatoes, and caramel apple tartlets. Man, they got everything that your dad would want. And also, you guys has got that Sam Show Nation special. If you go to SamShowNation.com, and you click the link right there on our homepage or current promotion page, as I say, you get four free burgers and franks. Not four free burgers or franks. Together, burgers and franks. those burgers would be the excuse me, those would be the along with it, excuse me, the Franks. Mac, we hook you up. So please go to SamTrailNation.com, click the Omaha Steaks link, and get ready to grill. Hey, we talk about the NBA a lot on this podcast, and we're going to talk about it again, but our sponsors, the good folks at NBAStore.com, is rocking with you during the finals. It is getting close to the wire, and they know whether you're cheering for Golden State, whether you're cheering for the Cleveland Cavaliers, they got you covered, or maybe you're just cheering for whatever team that you love. They got you covered. Go to SamTrailNation.com, click the NBAStore.com link, and you can get free shipping on all U.S. orders over $50 with the promo code NBA50. Some exclusions may apply, and they want you to rep your team while we are in the crux of the NBA Finals. So please go to SamTrailNation.com. At checkout, all orders over $50, free shipping right to your home. Free quick shipping, too. I ordered my Golden State shirt, and it was here within 20 minutes. It was here within 2 days. So please go ahead, go to SamTrailNation.com, click the NBA store link, and shop as you normally would as we watch the NBA. Next sponsor comes from the good folks at Walmart, who wants to celebrate Dad because Father's Day is this Sunday, June 18th. Look, you can get everything that you need for your father, whether that be whatever he's into, whether that be books, whether it be, we talked about shirts, we talked about movies, we talking about pretty much anything that your father would love for the father in your life. You can go to SamTrailNation.com. You can click that Walmart link and celebrate Dad. By doing that, you can also get free in-store pickup. You can pick it up at your friendly neighborhood Walmart that you can get it for Dad. You go to SamTrailNation.com, click that link, and hey, maybe you're getting some grill accessories for Dad. Maybe you get them that above ground pool. Maybe you're getting them. Maybe your dad's a gamer. He wants a Nintendo Switch. He got you covered. Go to SamTrailNation.com. You click that Walmart link, and you can order, and you can pick it up as soon as today. And it's shipped to your local neighborhood Walmart. Yep, you can go right there at SamTrailNation.com. You can click that Walmart link. It's shipped to your normal friendly neighborhood Walmart. I have been known to do it. I have done it. What's up, DeMarco? I always give my man a shout out because he's there at the pickup station waiting for me. I have been to Walmart. I haven't spent more than 10 minutes in Walmart because I do all my shopping online. I just run to the store and pick it up. But now, Walmart even has a thing where you get a discount. You get a discount on whatever you were buying if you pick it up from your local neighborhood Walmart. So please go to SamTrailNation.com, click the link, get something for Dad, pick it up at your store, and you probably get a couple dollars off. Ain't that something? So please celebrate Dad via Walmart because Father's Day is right around the corner, June 18th. And lastly, certainly not least, the granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. Look, we talked about Father's Day. We talked about movies. We talked about videos. We talked about everything. One place that I know that got it is Amazon.com. They have everything from A to Z, and they got it right there. Maybe you want to get something for Dad for Father's Day, they got you covered. Maybe you want to get them some Prime. Give them a Prime subscription because I have been watching Sneaky Pete. It's an Amazon original. I got to be honest. I'm into it now. It was a slow build, but I'm into it now. You get that right from Amazon. Maybe you could get him the Alexa. Get him that, the Amazon Echo, where he could just call out for Alexa, and he could shop as he normally wants. Whatever. Maybe I said it earlier. Gadgets, photography, on the go. Maybe your dad deserves a new camera. Dad deserves a lot of cool stuff, and that stuff can be found at Amazon.com. The only thing we ask you to do is go to SamTrailNation.com, right there on the homepage, the current promotions page. Click the Amazon link and shop as you normally would. So, that's pretty much what we got this week. What we're going to do, we're going to reset these mics. Talk to the ladies from the movie Rough Night. and all of the things that the podcast have to tell. And we will see you guys in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk With Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
You don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all is listening, we never write this out.
All right, we are back. Just another.
Did you start recording while I was singing?
Hey, I can't help it. If you really like Beyonce that much,
that's Destiny's Child.
You heard me.
Destiny's Children.
Look, I like Destiny's Child, but I'm not gonna act like that wasn't just like.
I'm a woman, independent.
Yeah, look, that's where everyone. Beyonce, Kelly, and interchangeable.
You know what? Michelle sung on that song, so you can't talk about not independent women, but
I'm just talking about Destiny's Child as a whole.
That's the name of the song. Nobody left in this world to kiss goodbye.
Whatever.
Michelle came in. Now that I need you.
You heard what I said. Beyonce, Kelly, and the Replaceables. Just people, just interchangeable.
Well,
anymore.
They had Farrah, and then Farrah's. Latavia and Latoya,
uh-huh.
And Beyonce and Kelly at first. Then they had a discrepancy.
Obviously.
And then they got
Farrah. I know the history of Destiny's Child.
And then they got Farrah and Michelle.
And then
and something happened with Farrah.
Oh, yes.
And then they became a trio.
And then it just turned into, I can do this shit by myself.
And then Beyonce, Kelly, and Michelle decided, yeah, nah, we're good, we're gonna. And then Michelle starts singing gospel. When Jesus said yes.
Hey, she had a good run with gospel.
No. When Jesus said yes, nobody can say no. You don't like my Michelle Williams voice? I do a pretty good Michelle Williams.
I'm really questioning why you
But Kelly had a couple hits.
Speaking of women who had a couple hits, let's talk about people who don't. The cast of Rough Night will be giving us a Skype. They'll be Skyping in very shortly.
Yeah.
But before we jump into that, we got to jump into the news.
Oh, Lord.
Since you're in R&B singers, let me break this down.
Any songs I can sing?
Let me break this down. When you pray for something to happen.
Mm-hmm. Did Destiny's Child get back together?
Can I?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
When I tell you something's going to happen. You could take it to the bank. I have jumped on my show. I went on my boy Rails, the 313 show. There was a big thing. Sam, you don't know what the hell you're talking about and blah, blah, blah. I told you that Miss Mary J. Blige was going to have to kick out them ducats. In the news, Miss Mary J. Blige has been ordered to pay her estranged husband $30,000 a month. On top of like his salary of what he would have gotten as a manager.
I would have given him a lump sum of that.
Oh God knows but
here you go, buddy. You take the taxes out and you do whatever you have to do.
No. Let's not sit back. Okay, that is
a
new story.
Did you just put your wedding ring on and take it off?
No. I was about to put it on and I took it off. But my whole point is, did I not say that was gonna happen?
Let me get my wedding ring out
of
my pocket.
See, what
I forgot it was in my pocket. I don't want to take these pants
and
off.
And this is why I'm going to be talking to the ladies.
I was doing some light gardening earlier, and I took my ring off, and I put it in my pocket. And I know I'm about to take these pants off in a second. So I wanted to make sure, since you reminded me that my ring was in my pocket. I will pay that to him in a lump sum. Here's why. I'm not about to sit here and pay you a weekly salary.
Spread it out. No, monthly. Mm-mm. Monthly.
I said the salary part.
Oh, no. With the salary, they got to renegotiate
that. I just read a post on Facebook.
The only thing that stands right now is the $30K a month.
Facebook friend of mine, and you keep talking, and I'm going to pull this up.
Everything else can be kind of figured out, but the $30K is the thing that stands. Mm-hmm. 30K stands. They're going to figure it all out later. But my whole point with the whole Mary J. Blige thing, look, man, being cheated on and being blah, 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 and all this stuff, I don't wish that on nobody. Mm-hmm. But I am a music fan. That's what I've said since day one.
This is from a Facebook friend of mine. He said $360,000 a year. I can't stand a nigga trying to live off of a woman, for real.
Excuse me.
That's what this man said.
And then when you get that equal treatment.
No, a guy said that. Are you hearing me?
Okay.
Not a chick.
All I'm getting at. But I'm looking at your Facebook post. People going to have different things. But when you cry equal and equal stuff happens. Mm-hmm. Look, this was a no good judge since day one. If you want to sit back and talk about she cheated. My man cheated and whatever. No good judge. Mm-hmm. But no good judge happened to dudes. All the time.
I get that.
The no good judge.
But you cannot say no good judge when guys sign a prenup.
And that's another thing.
When guys sign a prenup with a cheating clause in it saying that if I cheat on you, you automatically get $30 million.
Tiger Woods, y'all. Tiger Woods, y'all.
She got $500 million.
Yep.
But... why would you put that in there? Why would you do that?
Because you're trying to look like something.
You know that one vagina could lose you half your fortune.
Tiger Woods, y'all. Tiger Woods.
So, in that instance, I don't say no good judge, no good person, no good man, no good woman.
Here go my whole...
If you're dumb enough to put a cheating clause in your prenup, you deserve what's coming to you.
Mary J. Blige.
If you break it.
Let's stick on the subject of Mary J. Blige. And only Mary J. Blige. Mm-hmm. In this. Mary J. Blige, like I said, I don't want this to happen to nobody, but Mary J. Blige, as a fan of music, Mary J. Blige wrote all of her best songs when she was going through something.
Yeah, yeah.
That last album was fire, even though it was clear she was talking about my man.
I gave you too much.
So now, the next couple of albums to pay off the debt. Excuse me, do you just want to sing?
Nope.
You sure? Because
I was just singing a song off the album.
See, we can't do that because...
Yes, we can!
When you do that so much, Mary J. She need that cash.
We're not giving her a link.
But that royalty...
This is free speech.
The fact that you're singing it...
No, it's not, because you get a 30 sec. You get 30 seconds to sing the song.
However,
for you not to have to pay.
If you're doing it...
No.
My whole
it's
point
30
is...
seconds. I only sung this song for 10 seconds.
And 30. I stop you.
30
if seconds. Mary J's hard for cash. She's coming here.
She ain't hard for cash.
All right. $30,000 a month. To my man.
It's way better than what he was asking for.
Actually, no. All he did just itemize it.
It breaks down. This man was asking her for $132,000 a month. $132,000 a month. He wanted her to pay. He needed a $5,000 a month clothing budget.
Yeah.
$5,000 a month for a chef.
Yeah, he need that.
$5,000 a month for a personal trainer.
He need that.
It was like $10,000 a month for her to house and feed and clothe his parents.
He need that.
I don't know. It was like $32,000 for his grown children.
He need that.
His children are grown. They're adults.
I'm starting
work.
He need that.
No, he don't.
Here's what he do.
I'm glad. $30,000 ain't no drop in the bucket, but it's way better than her having to pay him $1 million or something dollars a year.
I'm just looking for the next album. The next album going to be fire.
This one was pretty nice.
That's what I'm saying.
I've only heard
it. I listened to the whole thing. It was good. But also in the news, that made me feel good. I mean, like, something happened. Now, the last podcast, we covered the Motor City Comic Con. The Comic Con after us was London Comic Con. And when, like, for years, you sit down and you see this and you say, well, Batman versus Superman, or this person can beat this person. Mm-hmm. The folks in London, you know, they got it. They got a chance to see it because Flash Gordon, Sam Jones, he was there doing the signings and also doing the con circuit, is my man Lou Ferrigno, the Hulk. Mm-hmm. He was here at Motor City. You said what's up to him.
It was definitely one there.
I didn't know that. I found that out. But Flash Gordon and the Hulk got into a fight at Comic-Con, London Comic-Con, and the fans had to break it up.
I would like to see that.
It's on YouTube. You can check it out.
I'm actually about to save that video.
But the fans broke it up before, like, some action happened. Mm. Apparently, Flash Gordon was doing a signing, and the Hulk...
Is it Lou Ferrigno?
No, the Hulk. Because this is the comic book side of me that I always want to see. Hulk was getting a little loose on Flash. And Flash Gordon walked over there and said, and Sam Jones is not a little dude. Sam Jones is about, what, 6'4"? 6'4", 150? He ain't no skinny little dude. He kind of cut up in his old age, too. Mm-hmm. So he could do some damage. And Sam Jones walked over there. Excuse me, sorry. Flash Gordon walked over there, and Flash Gordon was like, look, you got one more time to be talking that shit. You got one more time. So the Hulk heard it in his good ear. And Hulk said, number space opportunity, motherfucker. And then the fans in the signing line, it was sort of like what we saw. Mm-hmm. They broke it up. So, and then security got involved. And then, you know, they moved the displays. Like the signing displays from.
And they were like right next to
each other. No, they were standing. They were. Their displays were right next to each other. So they had to separate them. Sam Jones is about to get in that ass.
And ain't he a big guy, too?
Flash Gordon, yeah. Flash Gordon ain't no punk.
How the music go? Never mind, because you keep saying
Flash! Yeah, and that is it. That's it.
It was on Ted. That's what I was thinking of. Because, you know, what was it? Ted 1. They had the party. He was there.
He was in 2, wasn't he?
It was 1.
I know he was in 1.
The Comic Con was in 2. For
Flash Gordon.
Flash Gordon was in 1.
Yeah.
Yep.
You remember, like, growing up, Flash.
The
savior of the universe.
I never watched it, but no, I just remember it from Ted because every time he came on the camera, they played.
Yeah. That you had to Flash. I will keep that going. Look. No, Seth Jones is—he's straight on cash. It's just Mary J.
Every time you
get Mary J. with that look.
Oh my God! I got bumps all over both my feet, man. This hurts.
All right, medical issues aside, what we're gonna do? We're gonna talk about something. Speaking of medical,
what's up?
Medical milestone happened this month. Well, a couple weeks ago, really. Yes. All right, look. They have been doing this for a while. This is the third successful penis transplant. Look, there was a...
I have questions.
All right. Here we go. I said the word penis. I got questions.
No. So...
There was 2 very successful transplants, but the reason the third is... They're talking about the third one is because this is the first one with complications.
Oh.
The first one was it was a dude who both dudes were in bad, horrible accidents. Mm-hmm. And one guy was in a fire, another guy was in a horrible car accident, and like his lower extremities got just mangled. Mm-hmm. Both the fire and the car accident, and I mean they still want to get down. So, what they did, they found a dead guy or a guy dying.
And I hope it wasn't alive.
They were able to transplant the working organ over to the people who need it. But number three, this is just a guy who had horrible luck. I was reading this pretty much just to get ready for this podcast. And this cat... He's 19 years old. He went in for a circumcision because he changed religions, so he figured he gonna do it right. So he goes in there, cut it off. They messed up the circumcision, and they cut deeper than what they should have. Cut the main vein. They call it the main vein, not because you pee. You know, I gotta drain the main vein.
Yeah, you know what they say, like
they cut it.
The older you wait to get your penis circumcised, the harder it's gonna take. The longer it take to heal.
So check this out. They cut it right, and now my man, for 2 years after the bot circumcision, no dick. He just walking around.
He don't have a penis.
He does not have one. Then the surgeries came up. He heard about the first two. About, you know, the fire and the car accident. Like, hey, let me get in on this dick transplant thing. So.
So you mean it could possibly be white men walking around with black penises.
And that's what happened to him. I wish you just. If you calm down. Read the story. Okay, you're buried in the lead. So, yes, that was the thing that happened. It was a white dude. And, it was a black dude. And after the circumcision, after all of this stuff, they gave him the transplant on the Liz. The Liz ain't got no race, got no whatever. He looks now, he has a white dick. So the doctors felt, hey, take what you can get. There's not a lot of people on the transplant list ready to give up their junk. Mm-hmm. My man still wasn't happy. So what they did, they tattooed the dick so it matches skin tone. This is a real story. So, but during the tattoo process, there was another complication, and now he had to give up that one. And now they're transplant. He tweaked something while tattooing it, so he has to go back to the doctor's office, and they need to fix that.
Insane.
So there we go. Third successful.
Like I told you, out of all the things that they can transplant,
dude, leave it alone. At this point,
you would think that they'll be able to, like, for women that still have their ovaries and stuff. But let's say if a woman had uterine cancer or fibroids, and she had to get her uterus removed, they should be able to transplant your uterus. Just so, if a woman still wants to have a child.
Well, I can't help that. It's dick transplant. I'm not a doctor. But that's
but
really...
it's a match of stuff, because if they can turn a vagina into a penis and a penis into a vagina.
Maybe.
Which is easier than turning a... Have you ever seen one of those surgeries?
No, I didn't even see the dick surgery. I read about it.
Have you ever seen the female to male surgery?
No.
Oh, my God. It's very graphic.
I would imagine so.
Yeah, it's like sometimes for some of them they take a skin graft from like their forearm or their leg or something like that to make the skin of the penis, the skin shaft, whatever it's called.
Oh, I hear you. I'm just looking at you. I hear you.
It's a lot.
All right, I got one more news story, and then we'll we getting around that time where they supposed to Skype in the girls from Rough Night. So there's one more news story. I'm pretty sure if you was under a rock this year, Comey, Trump, the whole thing. See, I'm not gonna get into all of that.
I don't want to.
But there was a bar in DC who is shut down because of this. Mm-hmm. Well, they will be operational. They as of us talking, they're probably back. But the Union Pub in Washington DC offered free drinks. Play the Comey testimony, or they played the Comey testimony, and they're offering free drinks if Trump tweets during the investigation. So when Comey is talking, if every time Trump tweets about it, everybody get a free round of whatever they're drinking. So if I came in there and I bought me and you something, the second he tweets, a waitress has to come over and give me whatever that was. So like right now, hey, who am I kidding? I'm drinking a little bit of Bacardi right now.
Okay, Bacardi.
He tweet, she got to bring another Bacardi. He tweet again, she bringing another Bacardi.
Oh, that would be fun.
See, the problem is, they didn't expect him to tweet during this whole thing.
And he did.
Oh my God! They ran out of beer. They ran out of They pretty much after the testimony, they had to close the restaurant down just to restock. The only thing they can do, excuse me, not the restaurant, the bar portion. Mm-hmm. They kept the restaurant portion open.
They gotta make some money.
But that whole thing, free drinks, they were the most popular bar in Washington, D.C. Because people just start showing up ordering shit, mm-hmm. knowing he's going to tweet.
Wow.
So, shout out to the Union Pub, Washington, D.C. I hope y'all reopen soon. Because we're recording this, you know, Saturday night. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. So, that's all that. So, here's what we're going to do. We're getting ready for the ladies of Rough Night to call Miss Ileana Glazer, Scarlett Johansson, Jillian Bell, Zoe Kravitz. Look, I talked to our guy. I don't want to out nobody. You know, when we set these junkets up and stuff mm-hmm. like that. It's going to be a quick one. It's one of those times where, like, out of talking to all of them, we only get 5 minutes. And not 5 minutes, we get 10, really.
However many minutes. Look,
you jumping in?
Probably not.
Why not?
Cause
ain't this a movie you wanna see?
I do wanna see the movie.
But alright, here they go. Here they go, right here. Hi, Ileana Glazer. Look, I want us to start off by saying I love your work with Broad City. But let's just jump right into Rough Night. Can you tell me a little bit about the group of ladies in the movie Rough Night?
This group of friends met in college, and it's about 10 or 12 years later that they are meeting for this bachelorette party of Jess, who's a young politician. And they're eclectic. They're all different types of women who fit together to be one rich group.
That's awesome. Can you tell me a bit about the movie's theme?
This movie is wacky, freaking wacky dog, and wild, and scary, truly scary. But there's a heart there about friends and friends who've been disconnected as they've cemented themselves as adults or whatever, adults. And that's really the spine of the movie.
Out of the group of ladies, can you tell me a little bit more about your character, Frankie?
My character is Frankie, and she is a hyper-politicized white girl who just thinks the things that she does are very important. And it's funny. It's like her background is that she's like a rich kid from Bel Air, and she now wears the deodorant that smells like B.O.
Hi, Scarlett Johansson. Thank you for giving us the time to talk to you about the movie Rough Night. I mean, you got a lot of projects going, a lot of the Marvel stuff, Ghost in the Shell, so on and so forth. I got to know, what did you love about this story in Rough Night?
I think I just loved how real the relationships were between these girls and how very, like, almost sort of humble or earnest the characters were. I really responded to that, and I just think what is so funny about these characters and their relationships are how very real and raw they kind of are.
That sounds cool, man. Can you tell us a little bit more about the friends in the movie Rough Night?
It's kind of that group of friends that, you know, live very separate lives, but when they all get together, it's just the same as it used to be, the same conversations they used to have. You know, it's just the friends that know you the best.
So knowing all of that, what is the overall premise of the movie itself?
This movie is about, everyday sort of bachelorette party between five friends that turns into a kind of not so average bachelorette party through a series of very over-the-top events.
Well, that sounds great, but you're the lead character. Can you tell us about your character Jess in Rough Night?
When we first find Jess, she is in the middle of a public campaign. She's about to get married to Peter. She's really, like, you know, this is kind of the worst time for her to be having this bachelorette weekend. It's probably a terrible time for her to even be, you know, planning a wedding because she just has so much going on with her career and it's really overwhelming to her. So when she goes away for this bachelorette weekend, you know, she's kind of reluctantly going there knowing that she's happy to see her old friends, but she really is just, you know, she's just exhausted.
Zoe Kravitz, you play Blair in Rough Night. Can you, I mean, we talked about it with a little bit of everybody. Can you tell us your take on the group of friends in the movie?
We're all friends from college, so I think it's a really interesting dynamic because we've all kind of grown into ourselves. We all have very different lives. We maybe don't have so much in common anymore, but we've kept in touch, and we all go to Miami for a girls' trip, and this crazy thing happens.
We talked to ScarJo a little bit about the movie and the script. How did you like the script, and what attracted you to this story?
I was just like, I have to be a part of this project. I mean, it's so rare to read a script that makes you laugh out loud, and that's also written for women, where women are doing the funny things. It's just so refreshing and so important, I think, to see that.
Zoe, can you give us like a quick spoiler-free version of the plot, you know, for people to come out and see the movie?
It's about a bachelorette party gone terribly, terribly wrong. A couple of old college friends get together to celebrate, you know, our friend Jess, who's getting married.
Hey, Zoe, we talked a lot about the different friends and the dynamic of the friends. And your character, Blair, what type of friend is her in the group? What type of character is she in the group? What type of friend would she be?
She cares more about how she appears than actually kind of, you know, connecting with her friends and telling them what's going on. And I think vulnerability is something that's really difficult for her. So it takes something this extreme to even kind of, you know, to even get her to open up to her friends, to her oldest friends.
Jillian Bell, you play Alice in this movie, and from some of the press materials that we saw, you pretty much steal the show. Can you tell us a little bit about your character, Alice?
I play Alice, who is Jess's friend. She thinks she's Jess's best friend. And we all have that friend where, you know, we're like, we're not as close as you think we are. So I play Jess's friend, and I'm the one sort of pushing to have this bachelorette party be this whole weekend be the best weekend of our whole lives.
It's funny you mention that because I want to talk about that. In the movie, you think you are Jess's best friend, played by Scarlett Johansson. However, can you talk a little bit more about the relationship between Alice and Jess?
At the beginning of the movie, it feels like Alice and Jess are on totally different pages, maybe different books. Alice thinks they're still friends and they can still have fun times together. And Jess is sort of in this grown-up, running for state senate, workaholic type of situation.
Hey, Jillian, I got to ask this question from what we saw already. Without spoiling the movie or spoiling the scene, can you tell me a little bit about the dance?
The dance is probably the scariest thing I've ever done in a movie. I am, despite my moves, like right now, I'm not a natural dancer. So I was very nervous. I was going to be the one to screw up the entire film just because of the dance. But we rehearsed it a lot. We didn't rehearse it enough for me to be good in the dance, but we rehearsed it enough for me to at least know what the choreographer was going for.
All right, and last question, Jillian. What can the audience expect when they see the movie Rough Night?
I think audiences can expect to laugh their butts off. I think it's really, really funny.
All right, that was the ladies of Rough Night. I want to give a special thanks to Scarlett Johansson, Jillian Bell, Ileana Glazer, and Zoe Kravitz for just giving us a few moments at a time talking about their movie Rough Night. It's coming out this Friday, June 16th, at a theater near you. Everyone knows the story of Rough Night. It's an edgy, rated R comedy with five best friends from college. Reunite 10 years later for a wild bachelorette weekend in Miami. So please check it out. From what we saw, it is pretty funny. We got the little press versions of it. It's not the full movie, but just stuff to talk about and stuff to talk about with them. Speaking of talking about with them, this was kind of a quick interview. They are very busy ladies. And on top of that, honestly, they are all welcome back where we could sit down and do proper podcast or a proper, you know, interview, how we get down. But check it out. Looks like a very funny movie. It's opening movie theaters near you June 16th, mainly because after Monday, I'm going to have a lot of free time on my hands because Steph Curry is going to crack that ass on Monday. After that travesty that went down with them Friday night.
Them losing?
The travesty, every ref available. I'm sorry, I forgot to say, our NBA Finals Breakdown is brought to you by the good folks at NBAStore.com via SamShowNation.com. Go to SamShowNation.com, click the NBA Store link, and any order over $50 in the U.S., you get free shipping. Just put in the offer code NBA50 at checkout. All right.
Don't worry, I will when you buy me the new LeBron shirt.
When LeBron blames.
I'm currently wearing a LeBron shirt.
And, you know, I'm trying my best not to look at you after that travesty that went
down.
Why
is it a travesty?
Every ref available, NBA refs, NFL refs, I saw an umpire, I saw a couple of MLB, every call that Steph Curry could get, they put it on him. And look, I'm not going to say, I'll be straight up. The Warriors did not play great that game.
Oh, they did.
No, they didn't. The only person who did anything worth a damn.
The only person to earn their paycheck that night was
Kevin Durant. Yeah. The Warriors didn't play those calls.
Steph Curry had 16 points.
You had
the light skinned bobblehead had 15.
I will say this.
I don't know how many points Draymond had.
I will
Kyrie
say this.
Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, Kyrie Irving.
He earned every paycheck.
Yeah, Kyrie Irving. He's
on Friday.
Then you got
yesterday.
Mr. Blames. Bringing his
who? LeBron James.
Queen James.
King James.
LeBron
King
Blames.
James.
He probably put a
LeBron
foot.
LeBron James.
I will say this. He probably put a foot in their ass after game three. Cussed them out.
They had 80 points by the half. That's amazing.
And then
83, I think.
But I can't give LeBron all the credit for that. Because he brought his good luck charm. Old dope boy Wade. Oh, MC Gusto Wade. The fuck was he wearing?
Okay.
The Wade.
Here's the thing. I like the jogging suit. I like the color. I like the color of the jogging suit. It was green. I like that nice color green. It was a nice good green.
Where was Gabrielle Union to say stop that shit?
No. I'm making a point here. What disturbed yep. is not a good word. What threw me off? There we go. What threw me off a bit was the open chested gold chain showing ishness.
Yep.
And the gazelle glasses he had on.
Hold on.
And they probably were Gucci. I just said because that's what it looked like. He looked like literally my uncles and daddy back in the 80s.
In all fairness.
And he said my had a Jerry curl. So he looked like my uncles and my daddy.
In all fairness. After watching.
I think all of my uncles had that jogging suit.
Last time I saw that jogging suit, I was in fifth grade and they showed us the D.A.R.E. program.
But I like the jogging suit.
To keep kids off drugs. He was the bad guy. Like, he was just like the bad guy from that D.A.R.E. movie to keep kids off drugs.
Yeah. It was like Nino Brown.
It was like...
Meets...
If there was a pimp starter kit.
No, he wasn't dressed like a pimp.
No, it was more like dope boy. Yeah.
He delivered kilos. And he drive a Z28.
You see the movie Paid in Full.
You know what a Z28 is?
Yes.
Did he look like
the I-Rock boy?
Did he look like he
did? I-Rock, yes.
Yes.
The I-Rock.
Remember that car though? You had to put the T-top?
You had to put...
You had to put him in a bag?
Yes.
You took him off? But anywho, either he had that or a Testarossa. Do you know what a Testarossa is?
Yes. I almost choked.
Yep.
But Shout out, hey, LeBron, y'all got one. I said it.
And the Knight Rider thing was playing when he pulled up.
I said it when T-Mac was on the show.
You
want
to laugh, don't
you? Golden State 6. T-Mac, I know you listening. I know you listening.
7 games, and nah. I'll tell you why.
No, it's going 5.
It's going 7.
I said 6 in the beginning. It's going but after seeing what I saw, I'm saying 5.
Nope, it's going 7. It has to go to 7. I'm going to tell you why. This was the quickest NBA postseason
ever. Yeah.
It was very quick.
Yeah.
So, in it being so quick,
they need to make that cash.
And had now from what I heard, had Steph Curry and them niggas would have won in Cleveland, the team would have lost $22 million.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter. I don't think that was the case.
Yes, money is a money,
I think that's a case to keep it going. Mm-mm. But they make all their
they
money back.
They are going to 7 games. Now, who wins on game 7?
That's not happening.
I don't know.
They're not going
but
to 7.
It's going to 7 games. They were 3-1 last year.
Here we go.
You said the same thing. And I said Sam is going to 7 games. Now, who wins is going to be who wins.
It's going to be a big difference.
How sports operate... advertisement. That's how they make a lot of their money.
I understand.
And if we're off TV, we're not getting that advertising money because we dang sure didn't get it during the postseason.
I understand.
Because people was losing in 5 games, 4 games. So nothing really went. I think maybe like 2 series.
Oh, what was that? Wizards.
It was like one on the West and one of these went to 7.
Yeah, it was.
So they did not get
Utah and the Clippers.
They missed a lot of money from advertising. So they got to make their money back.
Look, I assure you.
And you know I'm right.
I understand what you're saying.
But am I saying the NBA is fixed?
Yes. And I don't think that's the case.
Okay.
Because the good folks at NBAStore.com. I'm not saying, you're even Aisha Curry my ass.
I ain't say it. I didn't say anything.
No, I'm saying it would be nice if they went that far, but I don't see that happening.
I do.
Will
it be a fight? Absolutely.
I don't see it happening.
It may the best man win. It may not be Cleveland's year. It may not be Golden State's win. But it will go to 7. It will go to 7
nah,
games.
Nah, it ain't going to 7. I can tell you that.
We had the same argument last year.
Yeah, but there's something that changed.
Kevin Durant.
KD.
See, as we noticed, Stephanie Curry.
Here we go.
And
we talking about KD.
I'm making a point. Stephanie Curry.
KD.
And Klayshia Thompson.
Really?
They both can be shut down. KD is going KD. That's just what it is.
That's the big problem. KD's going KD.
He will. But if you keep those other niggas isolated, KD is going KD. Period, point blank. Fine and dandy. He's one nigga.
You mad? It's like you're mad. Do we have to get the Bill Maher treatment for you? He is really throwing that out there.
Okay, he's one person. And I can say nigga because
Here's
the thing. I am not a crusty 60-year-old white man.
Whoa.
So I can say nigga when I feel like it. Okay? Okay.
Why are you guys?
Yeah.
Says.
Yeah. Okay.
You just went from that to sassy black woman like really quick. You just changed your personas.
As they did in this last game, just keep the Trash Brothers shut down and you're good to go.
I don't think you can be objective and talk about this. Because you got much emotion.
Are you waiting for me to be objective?
Yeah, you're right on
it's
that.
Not that's what you were waiting for. I just want to let you know.
All right. Well, one thing we can all be objective about, one thing we just call it like we see, is the worldwide sensation of the Just Talk With Sam podcast, and this is sweeping the nation.
Is it?
The segment that we brought back. We didn't bring back the second one. Should I even address that? We was going to bring back Accidental Asshole.
We'll discuss that later.
Yeah, we'll get into that because it's a fun segment, but that had some audience participation in it, and some people got...
We
didn't get enough, but...
Let's
the segment that is sweeping the nation.
Let's play the sit your butt down.
That's
music.
Not what it's called. It's called sit your ass down.
Sit your butt.
No. Sit your ass down.
Sit your
ass down.
Booty.
All right. Here we go. Before we get into the main one, we have an opener. I thought we was gonna spend a lot of time.
Grand
on the
opening,
main one.
Grand closing.
It's just an opener. I didn't think I'd be saying this.
I don't think you would be saying half the stuff that you say, but you say it.
But I didn't think I'd be a Foxy Brown, and I like Vampire Foxy.
Il Nana.
Il Nana.
Okay.
Please sit your ass now.
Inga Marshawn.
You would think it's 2017. We will not be talking about her.
I just call her Inga.
But Foxy Brown, just a couple days ago.
Il Nana.
This is hot.
Il Nana.
Yes, she was kicked out of a Brooklyn party.
You know she deaf, right?
Well, she like, won't be hearing this. She won't be hearing this. Foxy Brown was to perform at the Bushwick Collective charity block party on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Just passed. It was hot.
Okay.
But
I understand.
She showed up 5 minutes before it was scheduled to end.
Oh, she pulled a Lauryn Hill.
And her security tried to whisk her backstage.
She has security.
I would like to finish reading.
I'm sorry.
I really would.
Okay, I'm not even going to look at
yeah,
you.
The story is wild enough.
Okay, keep going. Just read.
Her security tried to whisk her backstage like she was there the whole time.
That's wrong.
And then when the managers or the producers explained to her that you missed your time to perform, you missed it. She tried to sweet talk her way on stage.
Ooh.
And while on stage, she had her DJ start unplugging Dipset stuff. So Dipset closing the show. They all, good night everybody, y'all have a safe. Start unplugging their stuff. And then she had to be stopped. The community affairs crew had to remove her. A Foxy Brown rep was stated to say that she's not acting like a diva.
Really?
You need to treat her like the star that she is.
King Stardust.
And more off, they didn't have things properly put together, end quote. Where do we start with the sit your ass down on that one? Alright, you showed up.
Okay, can I go? Tag me in.
Go ahead.
Well, Foxy, Mrs. Marchand. Miss Marchand, that's what I'm gonna call you. Il Nana, Foxy. Here's the thing, lady. Well, you, ma'am, have not had a hit since Harriet Tubman was on the Underground Railroad. So you be grateful for the little stage time that you get, and you show up on time.
Get
and
there,
you
yeah.
Collect your check, and you do what the folks ask you to do. Why? Because you don't have a single out to boot. You may got some stuff floating around on the iTunes space, but I think I got a single on iTunes just by accident. That's how easy it is. So there's no credibility. I understand that you are a hip-hop Dandadaist legend-ish.
I give it to her.
She's a legend. What's the guy named AZ and all them?
Yeah.
What was that name?
They was there.
Yeah.
They was there.
Ma'am, if you want to be respected, I still will show up late. And there are very few artists that can show up and act like a diva. Your name is not Mariah Carey.
She can't even do
and
that
she
no
barely
more.
Can do it.
Barely my ass. 50. After New Year's, she done.
So, Miss Marchand, I think you need to sit your butt down. And in hopes that you'll listen to this. That is no way.
Get here. What part is that you getting?
I don't know if she blind. I thought that was not blind. Deaf. They said she was deaf.
She had a cochlear thing.
Yeah. Anywho. But no, ma'am. You cannot have a disability and show up and act the fool.
Alright.
And there's no shade to anybody with a disability.
No, this ain't.
God bless you.
This ain't about but disability, man.
You,
this is about getting it.
My point is, you want to be treated a certain way. You have to show yourself in order to be treated that way. You can't show up 5 minutes before an event.
It literally was 5 minutes.
You can't literally walk in somebody's wedding and as they saying, you may kiss the bride. Hey, can y'all start over? I wasn't here for the vows.
But that's the thing. Dipset. Why Dipset? Because
I can
like
imagine.
The, no, why would you fuck with Dipset as a whole?
I know Jim Jones wasn't up there. So it was the boy.
Cameron.
Cameron and Jewel Santana, yeah. Freaky Zeke, and It would be Jim Jones.
Why? I mean, like,
with Jim Jones, they don't get along.
But they,
anywho,
they saying no. Like, good night. If drive they, safe, we out of here.
And me, like, back in the day, I was like a huge Dipset fan.
Who isn't?
Like huge, like really huge.
It was fine. Like I know T Biggs. What's up, man?
Yeah, yeah. Now I wasn't like T Biggs. Yeah, yeah. I was a big Dipset fan. But no. Like that's disrespectful to the audience, your fellow performers.
All right, now here goes the thing.
People that put on the event, just take your L and move on. Like, the only person that realistically gets away with showing up 3 hours later is Lauryn Hill. She gets away with it every time. No one says anything because she's freaking Lauryn Hill.
I have said things.
Put your hand down.
I have said things.
No one says anything because she's Lauryn Hill. And the one album she put out, besides her being with the Fugees, is still a classic. You can still walk into Target and buy that CD because it's a classic. And she never made another CD in her life. She can live off of the fruits of that labor.
Real talk.
Foxy Brown, Ill99, UNAZ, and them. I don't think y'all can do that. Just saying. I liked you.
Don't throw AZ in there. He was there on time.
I'm just saying. I like Foxy Brown.
No, here's the deal with Foxy.
I like her.
And I just.
She represents for the dark skins.
All right. I'm just going to cut your mind. I think because you keep saying the same thing over and over. But the deal with Foxy is when you show up 5 minutes late, mm-hmm. and like we've done the venue stuff, first of all, showing up late as a whole, they kind of got to make that message like, oh shit, she ain't coming. You know, yeah, they gotta
move some stuff around.
They gotta move stuff around.
Who's gonna be getting this place?
Whoever, DJ, somebody.
Crank up those
I would really.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Really? Yeah, I'm just gonna move on. Cause
now you know how I feel.
I would really. Cause you just.
But you always do it to me.
Name's on the door.
I don't care. Say what you gotta say, Sam.
My whole point is get there on time, and that's why you got to sit your ass down. You pretty much covered everything else. You want to read the other one, or should I start?
No, I'd like to read it. I want to read it.
Your girl is back.
If it's what I think it is, I want to read it.
Your girl is back in the sit your ass down column.
I
want
to read it. If it's who I think it is, I want to.
But there's been updates since.
Did you make? Can I read them?
I will. Hold on. Let's start it off.
Okay.
Gwyneth Paltrow's back and sit your ass down. Some people you can just count on. Last time we talked about it. We talked about Goop. We talked about the website.
We did.
We talked about a $300 smoothie.
Uh-huh.
We talked about the stupid eggs. We talked about all of that stuff. Now, if you are in the LA area.
Mm-hmm. Or not.
Yeah. The greater LA area. Greater Los Angeles area.
You can always fly to LA.
Or fly. Yeah. However you get there. This week here. It's GoopCon. I'm sorry. It is the Gwyneth Paltrow Goop Summit.
It's a health summit. It's a wellness summit, I think.
It's called In Goop Health. Alright. Here we go. Let me tell you something about In Goop Health. Now, we've talked about it before.
Mm-hmm.
The In Goop Health Seminar brings our most requested, and this is right from their website.
Mm-hmm.
Share wellness and content to life. Over the course of an extensive weekend, they'll gather a series of panels, keynotes. They will be addressing everything from gut imbalances to sexual health. We hope you join us.
They said gut imbalance?
Clear as day. Clear as day.
Is that gut or gun?
Gut. G-U-T.
Okay. All right. Look, Paul Bayani.
All right, look.
You need for that, but I'll go ahead.
The Goop Hall will be open to ticket holders. They got a lot of good stuff, man.
I tried to buy a ticket.
But it sold out.
It was. I tried to buy a ticket.
All right, let me tell you something about these tickets. For the low, low price, this bargain basement, you just getting in the door just mm-hmm. to show your face, of $500, you could get what is called the Lapis ticket.
That's a crystal.
The Lapis has access to every panel and every keynote.
Yes.
Wellness activations, including chakra balancing crystal therapy or aura photography.
Oh.
You ever had a picture of your aura?
No, I had.
And some cooking
limbo. I had a nigga named Aura take a picture of me. Yeah.
All day, and they also have all day food and drinks in the Goop Hall, places like.
Liquor?
No. Well, some juices like Bias there, Acnoli, and Mazobos. The Bell Camp Meat Company. It's pretty much like a
organic fest.
Yeah, pretty much all the organic foods and stuff like that.
Okay.
You get an adult goodie bag filled with $200 of products that Goop approved.
Oh, well, that's one item, because everything on that website is expensive.
And a virtual pass, meaning a downloadable link.
So I can go back and download all the stuff I just heard.
Yes, you could.
Wow.
But if you're feeling it, for the low, low price of $1,000.
Okay, all right.
You get the Amethyst ticket.
It's purple.
And you get everything that I've just mentioned. But on top of that, you get invited to cocktail reception with GP. Gwyneth Paltrow, for those who ain't. Access to the additional breakout sessions. A foam roller workout. I don't know what that is.
You don't know what a foam roller is?
No, I don't know what the workout entails.
I mean, like,
I know what a foam roller is.
I could literally go lay on the floor at Target on a foam roller. If it was that serious.
Also, you get a, but you're not just getting a foam buddy workout.
Oh, getting a what? What was that?
Foam roller workout.
A little tongue tap.
Yeah, a little bit. But you will be doing it with their approved body whisperer.
Oh!
I wish I was making this shit up.
Body whisperer?
Lauren Rockwell.
Nigga, body whisperer.
And man, a mini version of the class held by Taryn Toomley. And also,
Taryn?
An adult goodie bag filled with
$350. No. That's two items.
Goop approved.
That's
merchandise.
Two items.
Oh, also upgraded seating.
Well, well. God dog it. See my face and call me Willie.
But if you feeling it.
No, it's more.
You could get the clear quartz ticket.
She done outdid herself.
$1,500 a ticket. You get everything that I just mentioned above.
That's my package right there. I tried to buy that one.
Only for you, an AM sound meditation class.
Like,
I don't know.
Meditation is silent, so how?
Sound meditation. Not including a sound bath, an IV drip.
Ooh. So I get somebody to poke me?
Yeah, IV drip.
I get to get in the tub with loud water?
IV drip with added energy boost.
Now, do it take
keep
it
in
a
mind,
break.
None of these people are doctors. Yeah. I want to make this play.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's why another thing. Now, do it say I had to bring a swimsuit when I buy my ticket?
No.
Okay, all right.
Toomey luggage packed with, you guessed it, $500 of Goop approved merchandise.
Here's the thing. A Toomey luggage set is about $500.
Oh, but on top of that, you get a $50 credit to Loot and Goop Hall. 3 months of early access to new Goop label references. And the best seats in the house, free valet parking, and a few more surprises.
I tried to buy that ticket. But then I realized, like, can I get a... she didn't have, like, a Pebble package. That would have been more of my speed. $50. I can just stand in there.
The dirt package?
Pebble.
The Pebble?
Pebble package.
Because all of her stuff is named after, like, gyms. Yeah. And, alright,
we'll take the...
You gotta read some of these hard-headed names. These keynote speakers, man.
Let me know if anybody sticks out to you. You got Tracy Anderson Fitness, who's a trainer. Dr. Robin. She's a psychiatrist. Tori Burch. You know who Tori Burch is, right?
No.
We've been in the store. The store, the TT, the shoes and the stuff. I told you I wanted some of the flip-flops, and they were like $50.
You can get them at Gooka.
Cameron Diaz.
Oh, okay. All right.
Dr. Steven. Plastic surgeon. No. Gundry surgeon. And author of Planet of the Plant Paradox. Dr. Alejandro.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny Connor, writer. And Lenny Letter. And no. Jenny Connor and Lenny Letter, co-founder.
You talk about me with the tongue tie stuff.
No, because this is written weird. Elise Lonin, head of content for Goop. Seamus Mullen.
Well, you gotta have her there. It is Goop.
He's a chef. Dr. Amy Myers. Dr. Gwen, medicine woman. We all know who that is, right?
Uh huh.
I love it. This
Estelle Peril.
So
Nicole Richie, Dr. Habib.
There's a lot of people.
Dr. Sherry. Dr. Oscar.
You're just reading first names at this point.
No, this is what it says. Dr. Phil, not McGraw, Stutz. And Barry. Barry Michaels, psychotherapist and authors.
All right. Ready for the update?
Whoa.
All right, what does this sound like to you? Let's just, you ain't even got to go through all
that. Cash grab. It's nothing but a cash grab because, granted, there are doctors there. There's a few doctors there. But for $1,500, I'm basically buying the Tumi luggage that you're giving me.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving me a Yanni egg, which I can go on AliExpress and get one for $10. If anybody want a Yanni egg, they got them on AliExpress.
Okay.
They're perfectly fine. They come with a certificate and everything. You get a whole setup. If you really want Yanni eggs, I gotta order me some. Not because of Gwyneth. Anywho, you're giving me a bag of goodies.
With Goop approved.
$500 worth of stuff. Lady, if you go on Goop, everything that Goop approved, there's nothing under $100 on.
Yeah.
So you're basically giving me 2 and 3 items.
Now here go the thing. You said it's a cash grab, right?
Yeah.
What if I told you?
Mm-hmm.
Right in time for GoopCon.
Mm-hmm.
Gwyneth Paltrow doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about, and she admitted it.
She doesn't.
No. There was an update on Jimmy Kimmel. She went on all the stuff that earned her spots on when we talked about earthing. Last time we talked about earthing, we talked about the smoothies, the squad, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Kimmel was just like, "Dog, what's up?" She just admitted that I don't know what the fuck that is. All right, you know what? I will have you read it, but let's just play the clip. Here it is.
How long has Goop been in existence now?
Almost 10 years.
Almost 10 years.
Yeah.
You know I was one of your first subscribers. I saw you on like Oprah or something, and I signed up for the thing. And do you actually go into the office and
every
conduct
day,
business?
All
oh, you do?
Every day, yeah. It's really my full-time job.
There are a few items on Goop that, because I look at the newsletter, it comes on what, like Thursday or something?
That's right. Wow.
So I do. I know. I've ordered things from there.
Oh, my God.
Year.
I love you. Thank you.
Well, and vice versa. But so anyway, there are a few things and tips, and I like the cooking stuff, and then I like to see you on vacation, you know?
Oh.
And usually those things are combined. You're eating various good things or whatever, but there are a couple of things, and I've written them down here. For instance, tell us about earthing. What is earthing?
Okay. So one of the things we like to do on Goop is find kind of what the alternative world says about, like, you know, feeling good in the modern day world. So earthing, I don't actually know that much about earthing, and it came out of me not knowing anything about earthing, but hearing about it, it's kind of, they say that we've lost touch with sort of being barefoot in the earth, and that there's some type of electromagnetic thing that we're missing,
that
and
is
so
true.
It's good to take your shoes off and walk in the grass.
Okay.
I don't know what the we talk about.
There you have it.
So I'm paying you $1,500 of my hard-earned prostituted dollars. Assuming that I'm a prostitute, but I'm not.
That's your words at this point.
No, I know.
This is your words.
No, I'm just saying, for the common person, not me personally, but for the person who literally has to scrape up $1,500 to hear some psychobabble BS
that you don't even know about.
You and you don't even know what the heck he's talking about. You're just taking my money at this point. Just say that. Give Gwyneth $1,500 and you can just sit here amongst Nicole Richie and Cameron Diaz, and I'll give you a bag with an egg in it and a Tumi luggage set. Good day.
So I take it you're not going to GoopCon.
No.
You're a little angry this week. I don't know what's
it. No, I'm itching. Okay, here's the thing. I was outside doing some light gardening, as mm-hmm. I stated earlier. I got bit up, and then a horseshoe pole fell on my foot, and it got a bruise on it. And yesterday, a heavy kitchen spoon fell on my other foot. So I literally have bruises on both my feet. So I'm a little angry today. I'm in pain. Nigga.
It's like you jumped into Brandon territory. It's like, but it's like,
cause I have to jump, cause he's always angry, so I have to jump there.
But yeah, his is just genuine. Yours is like manufactured.
It's not manufactured. I'm a little sore. So.
All right, let's get out of here. I want to thank the ladies of Rough Night for calling in.
Thank you very much.
June 16th, the movie is called Rough Night. You can check it out at a theater near you. Please check them out. I thank them so much for giving us a little bit of their time. Everything related to the podcast you can find at samshownation.com, and you can always hit us up on social media.
That's
on
right.
Facebook is Just Talk with Sam on Facebook and Instagram,
no,
and Sam Show 11 on Twitter. All right, that's pretty much what we got. Rough Night, June 16th. Check it out in theaters near you. I want to thank the ladies again for giving us a call in. And talk to you later. Peace out, y'all.
Bye.